Good evening, everybody, and welcome to tonight's closing class. I believe we have Danny on the line. Danny, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Great.
Appreciate it. Yes. Good to hear your voice, Carrie.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back tonight.
Yeah. Hope everything's okay. Okay. Well, good evening, everybody. So glad to be connecting with you tonight. And also just so very proud of the work that I'm seeing being done, the increase of production, the increase of income, the increase of dials for so many of you that are on this team. And just really impressed with the effort that you guys are putting forth. I can also tell that many of you are following directions in several different arenas, of which is listening to those MP3s each and every day. I know this based on some of your questions that are coming through. So really impressed that so many of you are that hungry and that you're really paying attention and you're giving it your best shot. Now, for those of you that did not hear this on Tuesday in the prospecting class, but you're only in the closing class, we have some pretty outrageous numbers here. Out of the class, between both of the classes that we're doing, the one at noon and then the one here at 7 p.m., there's been a significant increase in all categories, and I mean in all categories, like crazy increase. From the efforts that you guys as a team have done with your dials, your closes, the presentations, the whole kit and caboodle, if you will. There's been a crazy amount of money that's been made, in fact, I have some numbers that I want to share with you today about that. In this particular class, we've had 6,412 dials, 992 people that have been talked to, and out of that combination, over $20,793 has been made just in the last week by you guys, by the people that are doing the dials, the ones that are doing the presentations. You know, $20,793 is not something to shake a stick at. That's a lot of money amongst a group like yourselves. And then in my noon class, which is a class that is really a class that they're not as skilled as many of you are in this class, but they still managed to make $9,300 last week between all of them doing 1,678 dials. And mind you, there's over double the amount of people in the noon class than there is in this particular class. So I love seeing this kind of progress. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of results. And I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of results are going to be coming in this week. I'm really proud of you guys because the dials have increased. The amount of presentations that you're doing has increased, which means you're actually going to work. And that is 90% of the battle is just freaking go to work. That really is most of it. So I'm ready to get right into role-playing. The first person I'd like to bring up is Natalie Rodriguez. Natalie, please press number one and say hello. Natalie Rodriguez.
Hello?
Natalie, you're... Hi.
Hi.
43 presentations.
Good.
43 presentations, girl. You rocked it. That's a lot of presentations.
Yes, thank you.
41 hours that you worked last week. Lukewarm market is what you're working, so these are contacts that you're making. So 157 dials, 43 conversations, 43 presentations, and 13 closes, which is a 30% closing ratio. Natalie, that's pretty darn good. That's really, really good. I mean, you could do that all day, you know, and the big chunk of change you made from that was also pretty awesome. And then not to mention from your particular model, you got some residual. You're building the residual income every single time you do that. So it's a great business to be in, by the way. My son-in-law is in the same business that you're in.
Okay.
I think it's phenomenal. I think it's really, really phenomenal. Okay, so let's go ahead and see what we can do
Okay.
to maybe help to increase those closing ratios.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So you go ahead and prospect me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So whatever script it is that you are using.
Right now it is just the form that I'm using, and because you don't have a lot of time with the client, so
mm-hmm.
I just form them as, you know, with the time that I have, and then present it, and then, yeah, try to close them.
Are all of these one-on-ones, or are this in a group?
It's one-on-one.
Man, you're fast, girl. So is this all being pitched on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So whichever way it is that you close me, I mean, so you showed me a presentation for
mm-hmm.
your insurance, right? And what particular
mm-hmm.
insurance are you focused on selling?
Right now it is multiple lines. It's auto, home, life, and some banking products. That's what we do.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So the presentation, did you give the presentation over the phone?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's over the phone
okay.
or in person.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so there's a script for that, obviously, that they've given you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, girl. Well, you just pitched me. You just finished your presentation. Now
okay.
what?
Normally,
No, I just want you to roll right into it.
Just roll into it? Okay.
Yeah. You just finished the presentation, so how do you close me? How do you ask for it?
Normally what I do is, so I'll ask, you know, I'll say the presentation, and then I'll tell them, I'll try to do a hard close, like
okay,
this
listen,
is what I
Natalie,
know you.
Natalie,
mm-hmm.
Natalie, I don't want you
mm-hmm.
to tell me what you're doing. I'm the prospect.
Okay.
I just
okay.
finished listening to your presentation. Now go. Say what you're
okay.
going to say to me next.
Okay. So, Danny, what did you like about what you just heard?
Let me chime out with you real quick. How long is your presentation
okay.
on the phone?
It could be anywhere from 10 minutes to 30 minutes.
What determines if it's 10 or 30?
If depending on if the person has enough time on the phone or if they don't.
Well, why would you ever take 30 minutes if you can get it done in 10?
Well, like the 10-minute conversations, I mean, they're hearing what I have to say and then, oh, okay, let me call you back. I'm a little tied up at the moment. And then when I'm on the 30 minutes, that's when I actually get to present everything and then ask for the business, like value
okay.
them towards the end of it. Yeah.
Okay, so... Here's what I'm hearing. First of all, there's nothing you're doing that is wrong. I mean, for you to have 43 conversations and to close 13 and to make $800 in a week for doing that, that's phenomenal. I mean, there's nothing broken here. But
mm-hmm.
if you want to improve your game, there's a couple of
mm-hmm.
things that you could do to improve it. All right, to increase the odds, the amount of people that are going to be there for a presentation or whatever. So if I'm hearing you right, you're randomly calling me. You just met me or you surveyed me
mm-hmm.
or something. You met me and now you're calling me. Did we have a,
mm-hmm.
did we have a, an appointment for that phone call?
It's either a cold call or a referral that I'm calling back on and, you know, saying, hey, I helped so-and-so help. I helped them save some money on their auto insurance. And I'd like to do the same for you, and then just go into the quoting them and things like that.
Okay. So that's a straight normal sales pitch. Have you tried
mm-hmm.
forming them?
Yes, I have. And then some people will talk to me and then some people won't. Like they're either tied up at the moment or they hang up or, you know, things like that.
Okay. So you know that there's a referral script in the script book, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you tried using that?
I've tried one that you have, and people would just tell me.
The referral script. I'm talking about the referral script.
Yes. The one where you say, like, who do you know that would want, you know, to save money on their auto insurance or home insurance? And then, like, this person is going to love their office. You know, they're going to love working with their insurance company. Who do you know? And then I always get, oh, I don't know. I don't know anybody at the moment, or things like that. So we kind of came up with, like, other ways to ask for the referrals. Like, you don't have an emergency contact on your policy. Who can we list down? And then that's the referral that we call and go from there.
Okay.
But, yes, I do use it, and that's the response I'm getting.
Okay, so page 26 is the warm contact referral script that I'm talking about.
Okay.
No, this is the referral script. Yeah, so whatever else you're using is not the referral script.
Okay.
So use this. It's very good.
Okay.
And so this is after someone gave you a referral?
Mm-hmm.
Where it says your name came up in a conversation several times when I was talking with a friend. Then you give the associate's name. How do you know them anyway? And now you start forming them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So then you would say, when I asked so-and-so, the referral, if you knew of anyone that possessed a good attitude, personal skills, blah, blah, you wouldn't say that part because, again, you're trying to sell insurance. I asked her if she knew anybody that, you know, might – want to save some money, your name was brought up. And again, now you've formed them, so now you know how to customize that presentation towards them, toward their personality.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're forming them, you figure out if they're a ruby or if they're a sapphire, an emerald, or a pearl.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to pitch the insurance in terms of their gem versus what you like about it.
Okay.
What is that noise in your background?
My phone is going off crazy. I'm so sorry.
Do you know how to mute this thing?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. One second.
Shut it down.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. So basically, you're basically coming in more like a telemarketer versus establishing. Did you hear? Actually, you're only in this class. That's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie, I worked with a woman on Tuesday that the exact setup that we did for her is absolutely perfect for you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely perfect for you. So there's nothing you can do about it, though. That was in the prospecting class, and that's really anyway. Yeah, the prospecting class is really where you needed to be. All right, so you finished the presentation, and you said it takes 10 minutes or 30 minutes. That's basically because we're not setting up a presentation. You're basically doing a telemarketing call, which is not a bad thing. It's just you're doing a telemarketing call. And with a 30% closing ratio with a telemarketing call, you deserve an award. That's really high. I'm serious. That's really, really high. But let me see what I can do to help improve that gain for you. All right. So which one do you want it to be, the 10-minute or the 30-minute? Which one? Let me ask you this. Out of 43 calls, how many lasted for 30 minutes?
I don't like keep track to be honest of the time I'm on
you
there,
need
but
to.
Maybe
you need to keep track, right? Because there's some that you're being able to do a presentation for, and there's some that you're not. And honestly, 30 minutes is really too long.
Okay. Yeah, I got
people
it from
the last
call.
Don't have an attention span for that. Yeah, they don't have that long. It's too much time.
It's 10 minutes.
So you got to 10 minutes would be perfect. 10 minutes is great. People have 10 minutes, but 30 minutes, oh my gosh, the world could fall apart in 10 minutes. It's just too much time. Their attention span today is not high enough for that. All right.
Okay.
So I want you to track it. Try to get it down to 10 minutes no matter what.
Okay.
I would also be listening to Presentation Success System. Because that entire format can be done in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, or 3 hours, depending on what kind of presentation you're doing. But you want to make sure and have that format set up for you.
Okay.
All right. So let's just say that the 30, you want to say that the 30-minute one was done?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So let's say that. Now go ahead and go and do whatever your close is.
Okay. So, Danny, what did you like most about what you just heard?
It sounds like I might be able to save some money on some insurance. I mean, everyone wants to save money, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so tell me more about that. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I much rather save money. And who likes paying insurance? You know what I mean? Nobody likes paying for insurance. So if there's a way to save money on insurance, I'd much rather save money on it because it's one of those things that no one likes to pay for.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. I agree. So with your current company, do you think that they can offer you these services and this type of product that I'm offering you? Would you say that they're able to do that now, or are they not able to do that?
I really don't know. I mean, I think what you pitched was a little cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. No, I can go ahead and get you started on this today. To get it started today would be $199. And every month on auto pay, it'll be $198. Okay?
So I save $1 by having it on the auto pay?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's the $2 startup fee, and then there's a $1 service fee per month. So that's why it'll be $299 to start, $199 to start, and then $198 every month on auto pay.
Okay.
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 So let's go ahead and put that in place for you, and I can send out your ID cards and everything, and the copy of the policies will come in the mail in about 5 to 7 business days, and you'll be good to go.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I'm going to talk to my husband to make sure that he'd be open to switching at this point. So,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for calling. All right.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Danny. Thank you. At that point, I would say something else after that, like, you know, over the objection.
Yeah, but you were too late. And so I have a couple of things. I do have a couple of things. First of all, I feel like you really don't care about this, is how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm catching from your body language and your tone is like, you know, you're chewing gum, popping bubbles with your gum. You're like so not interested in this. You know, it's like, I'm a clerk. I have to do this. I hate my job.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, man.
Seriously, I can't wait for you to listen to the MP3. But that's what it sounds like. Here, let me take you through it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready? Ring, ring. Oh, no, I'm already on the phone with you. Okay. So, Natalie, what did you like about what you just heard?
It sounded pretty good. I definitely don't get that service at my current job. And at my current company. And, I mean, it sounds like pretty good to me. It's a little expensive. Yeah.
Okay. So, Natalie, tell me more about what you liked about it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good and all, you know, it's a good company that you work for and that, you know, that provides the insurance, but, I mean, just a little bit over my budget.
Yeah, totally understand. So if you stay with what you're currently doing with your current company that's providing you insurance,
mm-hmm.
you know, you feel like you're going to be able to get the same kind of, you know,
package and coverage and, you know, everything else that our company, I mean, I'm offering you something that obviously is better than what you're doing. So, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. so what do you think about that?
Well, they definitely
I'm just going to pause right here. Okay. So it's $199 mm-hmm. and it's $198 monthly. So we can get you started today if you want.
Oh, I see. I get it now. I see. If you want.
What are you feeling from me? Like, meh.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting from you. Just, like, if you want.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you want it? That doesn't sound like great service to me. That sounds like, to be honest with you, when I was on the phone with you, I felt like I was a pain in your butt somehow. Like you were, you know, doing me a favor and, you know, that you're bored stiff on the other end of the phone and, like, you got other things you'd rather be doing. So mm-hmm. that to me doesn't tell me that I'm going to have great service switching my insurance over.
Mm, okay.
There's, like, no benefit. Yeah, there's no benefit for me switching. It's a pain in the butt for me to switch. And I got to call my other agent. I got to turn him down now and then, you know, get it to you. But what's the benefit for me going to you? What, I'm going to save $3? It ain't worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you offer me that is better than the other guy? Guess what you're selling, Natalie?
Protection.
No, you're selling me insurance. No one wants to buy insurance.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to buy insurance. They have to buy insurance. It's like they have to have their electricity turned on. It's like they have to put gas in their car. So you got to sell something a little different than just insurance.
Okay.
Were you not at the last first step? Were you in San Diego?
Unfortunately, no.
I can hear
but
it
I
in
will.
Your voice. I can. I can hear it in your voice that you missed the most important event of the year. Okay, now I'll tell you why. Because you're not selling insurance. What is your product?
The insurance is auto, home, life insurance.
Yeah, see,
what
do I sell? Yeah, I sell auto, home, life insurance. But can I tell you what it sounds like? It sounds like you have your head on your hand and your hand is resting on your elbow, which is resting on a table.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can hear it now.
Oh, you're kind of whiny. Like, yeah, I know. Yeah, I sell car insurance. Like, how freaking boring. Honey, you are selling, your product is not insurance. Your product is the other person on the end of the phone.
Okay.
Your product is people.
Okay.
So if you could be genuinely interested in the person, you can sell them ice. With an icebox full in their own house. They already have ice. But they'll want that ice because they're falling in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even in love with insurance. It's just a necessary evil.
I am. I really do love it.
I can't see it or feel it.
Okay.
It sounds like you're doing laundry or something.
That's
how excited you are about insurance. You're about as excited about insurance as you are about doing laundry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. So, okay. You sell hope for a protected future.
Mm-hmm.
You help to meet people's needs to feel secure.
Okay.
And you're not talking to me about any of that. And the reason why is you don't even know what I want because you didn't form me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So by sheer numbers, literally, by sheer numbers, you can keep dialing the way you are and just crank it out, girlfriend. You can do that. And you'll do great. But if you want to be able to close more people, which means that you then would be able to dial less numbers, you'll actually double and triple your income.
by simply forming this prospect. And as you form them, you're going to figure out what gem they are. When you figure out what gem they are, then you're going to be able to customize that presentation you're voicing over the phone directly to their need.
Okay.
And so basically, here's what happened. Here's a couple of things. So when I said, you asked me, what did I like about what I saw? I said, well, it sounds like you might be able to save me some money, right? That's what I said. Sounds like this might be able to save me some money on insurance. And he said, tell me more about it. He said, yes, definitely, first of all. Don't say that.
Okay.
You don't want to agree with that. You don't want to agree with them because then they feel like they're being pushed.
Okay.
So you just listen quietly and let them answer. Tell me more about that. Well, you know, no one likes paying for insurance. So, you know, so you can save me money on insurance, then I can do other things with that money.
Mm-hmm.
The next obvious question would be what?
Tell me more about that? Exactly.
There's other things I'd rather spend the money on than it would be like,
like what?
If you're genuinely interested in this prospect and you really want to know how you can help fill their need more than you want to fill your own. Right now, you want to fill your need of closing a deal and making money. That will work a certain percentage of the time. If you want to become a professional, you're going to build relationships with these people.
Okay.
So what sets you apart from the other insurance agents that sell the same exact stuff, not to mention your competitors, Natalie, is the service and the person. You. You are the thing that sets it apart. You being interested in them, their life, their kids' life. What's their dog's name? What do they do for a living? What do they like about it? What do they not like about it? Are they a Ruby who drives a fast, nice car? Are they a Sapphire who could care less about what they drive, just as long as it takes them from point A to point B? Are they a Pearl who cares about the safety and protection of the car and the safety and protection of their family in that car, as well as the safety and protection of the other drivers on the road? Are they an Emerald who wants the best possible deal that they can get on insurance with the maximum amount of benefits?
And I do, like, whenever they try to cut me off or I, you know, they're trying to hang up the phone or something, then I'll try to.
Listen, they should cut you off and they should hang up the phone because all you want is their money, Natalie. There's no benefit to them. So you have to lead with what's in it for them. You can't lead with what's in it for you. Now, again, you can make some money leading with what's in it for you, but if you want to double your income and cut your hours in half, then you're going to want to lead with what's important to them.
Okay.
So if they're cutting you off, it's because you're trying to get something from them. But if you're trying to give them something they want, they're not going to cut you off.
Okay.
But you have to find out what they want. So in the case of me, if you were to ask me the question, okay, well, what will you spend that money on? Go ahead and ask me the question.
And Danny, with the money that you're going to be saving, what would you spend it on?
Let me give you a way to ask that question again. With the money you will save.
Oh, okay.
gonna be saving means that I'm not working with you yet. What will you do with the money you will save means it's already closed. That's an assumptive close.
Okay.
Okay.
So Danny, what will you do with the money that you will save? That you will be saving?
Well, I obviously would like to pay off some debt. I love to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on a major project right now with rescuing 1,000 kids from the sex trade, and that's a $5 million project.
Mm-hmm.
So every penny that I can save in other places is going to free kids from the sex trade.
Nice. That's an awesome goal. And so with your current insurance company, do you see yourself getting closer to that with paying more with your insurance?
Hey, guess what? That's a no answer, and you don't want me to say no.
Okay.
You want to, in fact, to be honest with you, what I would say right there, and again, what you put the focus again on the insurance versus, so Danny, would you like to quickly be able to save that money so that you can help free those 1,000 kids from the sex trade, be able to pay off some debt, as well as be able to travel and do more vacations with your family? Are you ready to do that now?
Okay.
Does that make sense? Now you're selling me, you're selling me what I want. I want to do what with the money?
Mm-hmm. You want to travel and pay off your debt, and you have a major goal to hit. So.
Do you see that that's not selling the insurance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you're selling me what I want.
Okay.
The way to get what I want is I'm going to sign this contract to flip my insurance to you.
Okay. Tell them what they want. Okay.
Yeah. You got to find out what they want.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
So let me walk you through it. Again, I don't have your script and I don't sell insurance, but let's give it a go. So, Natalie, what did you like about what you just heard?
Well, I thought it was a little expensive, to be honest.
Okay. So what did you like, though, about what you just heard?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I like that your company is a really reputable company, and they have a lot of discounts and services, and yeah.
Which particular discounts and services stuck out most to you?
The renewal discount, that every 3 years you get a renewal discount. That's pretty important.
Okay. And which services?
Just that I'm able to have a personal agent and I'm able to call them or, you know, stop by the office and get things done in person and, you know, in a quick manner.
Okay. And what would you do with the discounts? What would you do with the savings?
I would spend it, you know, at the mall or, you know, go out to eat or save a little bit.
Cool. Okay. So are you ready to have some of those very important renewal discounts so that you can go spend it at the mall, go out to a nice meal, and maybe save some of it?
Yeah, but I don't know if I can do that.
So what exactly were you looking to spend the money on at the mall?
Just to get some more clothes, some more work clothes.
What's your favorite store in there?
I like Express. Yeah.
Do you?
I go to Express. Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you were there?
2 weeks ago. Yeah, about 2 weeks ago.
What'd you pick up?
I grabbed a couple of shirts, like 3 shirts, and a pair of slacks.
The Portofino or the button down?
The button down.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So if you're ready to be able to save on those major important discounted renewals, it sounds like your next set of couple of blouses and slacks are waiting for you. So how do you want your name set on your policy?
Just the normal spelling, Natalie Rodriguez.
There's a lot of different ways to spell Natalie, believe it or not, even though it's such a beautiful name. So can you spell that for me?
Yes, N-A-T-A-L-I-E.
Okay, and Rodriguez?
Mm-hmm. R-O-D-R-I.
Mm-hmm.
R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z.
All right, awesome. And then your address?
It is 111
mm-hmm.
Bishop Arts Road.
Okay.
Dallas, 75111.
75111?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what is the best email address for you?
It is natalierodriguez@somethingsomething.com. There you go.
Okay. So I would just continue in that. That's an assumptive close.
Okay.
So however,
trying to write everything down.
Right. So however it's way that you know, take the application over the phone or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So did you see what I sold?
Mm-hmm.
Did I sell an insurance policy?
No.
What did I sell?
You sold the discounts and the service and what would I use the money for?
I sold you 2 blouses and a pair of slacks from Express. That was the thing you got excited about.
Yeah.
So I wrapped it around and said, well, okay, awesome. Natalie, it sounds like due to those great important renewal discounts, because that's the words that you use,
mm-hmm.
and that personal service, sounds like your next two button-down blouses and that pair of slacks is waiting for you. So how do you want your name spelt on your policy?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, I can see where I'm really focusing on the insurance and not the client, you know, or what their needs are.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that script that I, Natalie, I would really strongly recommend you get in the prospecting class. Especially because you start from a prospect, you go straight into a presentation and then the close. This is the back end of it. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to track your numbers. Now we're in the second week of the class, but you can get a hold of the MP3s and catch up through everything that's going on in that class. And I believe that you'll catch up really fast, so that you'll learn how to do what I'm talking about. The other thing I want you to track is I want you to track how many people out of those 43 calls, I want you to track how many say what. How many say, I got to go, I don't have enough time. How many say, I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. How many people hang up, right? You know the basic responses that you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, all of those responses are prospecting issues. None of them are closing issues.
Mm.
So of the 43, how many did you actually get to pitch?
All 43 because we don't.
No, you just told me that some hung up on you. Some said they didn't have the time. So I know it's not all 43.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, only a male only talked to, like, 30. I think that's what I put.
That 30 that let you go through your whole presentation on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, which means that your closing ratios are higher than you thought. Because you closed 13, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had 13, so.
So it's 13 out of 30. That's almost a 50% closing ratio.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, nice, right.
Very nice. It's awesome.
With referrals.
Higher. Referrals are awesome. So, again, that referral script that we were using, that I used with you, where'd it go? What page did I tell you it was on?
26
of the supplemental script book?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So part of that will totally work for what you're doing.
Okay.
Where are you? 26. Yeah. Yeah. So you want to get into a form right away. You want to form them instantly.
Okay.
Okay? That you got to do. And then once you've got that, then you can bridge into them saving money. And again, what through a form, you're going to discover what personality they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So then you know how to say it. So if you find that you're talking to a Ruby, you can then bridge to the to your presentation with, hey, I got a fast way to save you a lot of money so that you can go spend it on more important things.
Nice.
I'll listen to you.
They're like,
right?
Okay.
If you're talking to a, exactly, okay, what you got? Then that better be a real quick 10-minute presentation. It probably doesn't even have to be a major, and everything's got to be geared towards that Ruby, speaking that Ruby language. So then on your, with your pearl, you know, after you form them, you see they're a pearl, and then it's real simple. It's like, hey, I'm so glad I called you, because I have a way to make sure that your family is going to be protected and safe and be able to save money and put that money towards other more important causes that you love instead of wasting it on other things. What you got?
Mm-hmm.
It's sapphire. It's, man, I'm so glad I called you. Sounds like you like to have a lot of fun instead of being bogged down with a bunch of details. So I've got something, I got a way where you're going to be able to have more fun and not have to worry about details. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Then go into your insurance.
Nice.
And you pitch the insurance in the sapphire format. With the emerald.
Okay.
Real simple. I'm so glad I called you. I'm so glad that so-and-so told me to give you a call. Because we have a very efficient way to save money, but get the most amount of protection for your family.
Okay.
There you go.
Nice. That's exactly what I need.
Yeah. And remember, when you're forming them, you're using what they like and you're pitching that presentation around that. You find out the kid's name. You know, so when you're talking about car insurance, hey, so how many kids are staying? What are their names? So now you're selling the names, right? So, you know, all of them, you know, so how many kids did you say you have? In fact, Natalie, how many kids do you have?
Zero.
You have zero?
I don't have any.
Okay.
No.
You don't have any. What do you care about? Protecting your car. Do you have a car you love?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, protecting my car, working on savings, and I want to get my own agency, my own insurance agency.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
so,
and then that way
so
I
if we're talking
hire.
About the car, if you're a Ruby, obviously. So if I'm talking to a Ruby and they have no kids, right? So, I would say, you know, so what kind of car do you drive? Tell me what the car is.
Mercedes.
Okay. Which one?
It's an SLK 320.
Nice, girl. That's awesome.
Too
All right, so imagine, you know, you obviously want the best possible coverage for that beauty, that Mercedes SLK 320.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone bumps in that thing, taps that thing, you make sure that thing's going to be just set up and perfectly protected.
Okay.
Now I'm selling you your Mercedes. Because if that was important to you, you know what I mean? But if there were kids involved, then it would be, you know, life insurance, right? You're wanting to protect the kids. You want to get personal. You want to personalize, because you're the one that said they get personalized servant and they get a personalized agent. Well, then show me your personalization. And what personalizes you is the way you present it. But if you're just presenting like a telemarketer, that ain't no personal agent. That's not personal service. That's not somebody I can call that I even want to talk to.
Yeah.
They want to feel like you care about them. All right, awesome. This is a great example. Love it. All right, Natalie, I can't wait to see what happens with the numbers. But you bet you need to, you don't want to be behind, do you? You don't want to keep working 41 hours and closing 13.
No.
Unless, of course, okay. So you need to get a hold of our office right away and get yourself in that prospecting class. Get the MP3 so you can start listening to those right away. Get caught up to speed, and by next Tuesday, you're in there with me, and then we can work on the other part. You'll see a big difference what's going to happen with those other 13. Yeah. All right, cool. My next person, Carrie. Good job, Natalie. Really proud of you.
Thank you.
Jenna Gallagher. Jenna Gallagher is next.
Jenna, your line is open.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
Hi, I'm fabulous. I'm fabulous. Okay, so you did 10 presentations and you closed 3.
Mm-hmm.
One you brought on board as an associate with your business, and 2, you got two new clients. Excellent work. 10 hours worth of work, 60 dials, 14 conversations, 10 presentations, 3 closes. That's all beautiful. 71% show up rate. That's beautiful. 3 people being closed. That's also beautiful. So you did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it,
you.
It's
I
excellent.
See that.
That really is an excellent. That's an excellent run right there. You could do that every week, girlfriend. You're gonna make a ton of freaking cash.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Awesome.
And if that's all your group ever did, if that's just their numbers, a 30% closing ratio, 71% show-up ratio, brilliant. Brilliant.
Cool.
Okay, well, let's see what we can do. 10 people in front of a presentation is awesome, but I will tell you I've had people get their closing ratios up to 100%. So with this being your baseline, you got some room to grow, and let's see what we can do to grow it. Okay, so did you do, are you promoting a business or are you promoting a product?
I have been promoting the business, and I've been getting more, I kind of related to the product side. I haven't tried the product script though, so I've just been using the closing script.
Let me ask you.
The business.
So on the 10, okay, cool. So the 10 people saw a business presentation?
Mm-hmm.
Let me help you understand something.
Yeah.
When you present the business, the product is inside that business presentation. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you present the business, no matter what, no one is seeing the product. And if they don't end up getting started with the business, you at the very least are going to close them on the product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's a script in the script book that can help you in that direction also, and it's in the main script book. But let's first do, here we go. So page 22 would be the script that you used. Is that correct on the script book?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then have you ever read page 24?
Yes, in the last closing. I did, but not in like working with people at all.
Oh, I gotcha. Like you didn't read it to a prospect. You heard it on the last call.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so like, if they're ending up with the, and some people say, I want to try the product first, right? It's like, that's great. Let your body tell you whether or not the product works. And even someone says, I don't know if I'm interested. Okay, great. Well, the next step is try the product and let your body tell you whether or not it works. So even if they say, I don't think I want to work towards the business. That's great. The next step is to try out the product. Let your body tell whether or not it works. Especially if they said something in the direction when they said, when you asked them, what did you like about what you saw? Man, I really like those products. Great. You still try to close them on the business. And if they come back with a, you know, no, that's not what I'm like, great. So your next step is to try the product. Let your body tell whether or not it works. At that point, you will know if this is something that you can really get behind. You end up with a customer at the very least, which means you'll always be closing something, okay? And then through following up, Jenna, which is beautiful, and if you use instant customer goldmine and expose, involve, and upgrade, these are two very powerful strategies. Those two strategies will then convert that customer into a business associate.
Sounds like amazing.
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
It's so
building a fire.
Exactly.
I'm ready.
It's so awesome. It's so fun. All right. So let's go ahead and did I go to a web presentation? Did I go to a live presentation? Where was
it? It's
a
web presentation. A web presentation, like a Zoom.
Cool. I'm really impressed with these numbers, baby. I am.
Thank you. I really appreciate you saying that because I've been kind of, I don't know, down on myself. So thank you.
No, I mean, 10 hours. That's 10 hours. You did 10 presentations. It's incredible. You're doing
thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah.
Thank
great
you.
Job. In warm market, you dialed 60 warm market people, got a hold of 14. I mean, there's some room to tighten up. Maybe you might be spending a little bit too much time on the phone. But maybe, I don't know. I mean, 10 hours, I think you did a great job. For 10 hours, bringing in 3 people, it's freaking awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like, at any point, you want to have about 300 of you. And then eventually 3,000 of you just doing those same numbers week after week after week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Let's go ahead and do it. So the Zoom is over.
Okay.
And
ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Did you get a chance to review that information?
I did.
Great.
I did.
You know, Danny, this has been something that has absolutely changed the way I feel, my whole family feels. I've lost 5 inches off my waist in 4 months, and I actually have a much better libido going on, too, girl. So,
whoa!
Yeah, let me just tell you this exciting stuff that's happening. So, Danny, what did you like about what you saw?
Oh, shoot, that libido thing sounds like fun.
It is.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, gosh, I mean, losing 5 inches off your waist and having more fun sounds like a good deal to me.
Yeah. Well, Danny, tell me more about that. What do you mean?
Oh, well, okay, in all seriousness, I think that, as I get older, you know, you want to make sure that part of your life is staying on track. And, I think a few inches would be nice in some places on my body would be great. Yeah.
Great. Okay, Danny, so do you want to make a little or a lot?
A lot.
A lot? What for?
I am working on a really passionate project right now. And that project needs a lot.
Yeah. What project are you working on?
I am working with a group that are freeing 1,000 kids from the sex trade, and it's a $5 million project. And every time I think about that project, it like wrecks me. And the thought of a little 4-year-old girl gripping a bed right now while a man is forcing himself on her is like, it wrecks my heart. So every day that we don't get closer to that $5 million goal is every day that someone's being raped.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. So, Danny, at your current job, that's awesome you're working on that, by the way. That really hits. Yeah. Danny, at your current job, how long will it take for you to be able to make the money that you need to get these children the help that they need?
It's going to take years, it'll take years.
So, Danny, where do you see yourself getting started? Do you see yourself getting started at the bottom, working slowly towards getting just a few dollars towards this organization to help rescue these children that are being raped daily in this sex trade? Or do you want to be in a position where you are able to earn two times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort to be able to free thousands?
I don't want it to take two times as long. And I obviously would want to make two times as much.
Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your check?
D-A-N-I. J-O-H-N-S-O-N. So how much is this going to cost me, Jenna?
How does it work? This is where I get caught up, is when they start.
I know.
Thank you, Jesus, for putting me on the line with you. I've been praying for this moment. I'm not even kidding.
I know.
Wow.
I knew that's what happened with you. I'm going to tell you why, because I literally am just being myself, and I've positioned myself as the prospect at this current day and age in my life. And I'm going to tell you what I sense from you. First of all, your story is awesome, and that is phenomenal. The way you entered into this script was absolutely brilliant. People need to laugh, and that was funny, and laughter connects people. It really does. And so I instantly felt like I knew you because you got so transparent right there. And the way that you said it was just like, man, this is my girlfriend. So there was instant trust built by the way you entered that conversation. And there's a few guys on the phone like, well, you know, I obviously can't say that. And you're right, men, you shouldn't say that. But the girls who have a product that increases libido, they better damn well say that. You know what I mean? And again, it's a kind of discerning of who you can say it with and maybe who you shouldn't say it with. But I don't even know if there's a shouldn't, because it was very disarming. That was very disarming. By the way, you sound amazing on the phone. You have incredible energy. But there were places where you were afraid. And it is why you provoked. You literally provoked it right out of me. I could feel the tension on the phone on a couple key questions that you were asking that you're afraid to ask me. And so you started. You could hear it. Like you'll hear. If there was a graph to hear your voice, you would see it go up, down. Your tone like just kept changing. And so you had like a crazy ability to build a friend with me. You know, and it's, you know, hi, Danny, how's it going? Good. Hey, did you get a chance to review that information? You were afraid to ask me that question. How's it going, Danny? No problem. Did you get a chance to review that information? You were expecting me to say no.
That's happened a lot.
Oh, does it?
That's just happened like all day. So that's why.
Yeah.
I think
so
I
you were afraid to ask me the question. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to hear
so
no.
Yeah. And I could feel you didn't want to hear no. So that's how come you provoked it from me.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the script, right? So, hey, listen, this is what's happened to me. I've lost 5 inches, and girl, my libido has totally changed. Like, oh my gosh, that was awesome. So, what did you like about what you just saw? And then get into it, right? So then you were afraid to ask me if I wanted to make a little or a lot. You were unsure if you should even ask me that question or whether or not you should tell me something that makes my sex drive increase. You cannot vacillate. Gotta pick a path and stick with the path. So because there's an option is what makes you confused and unstable in the rest of that script. So like I said, go for that business. Pitch the business.
Okay.
Pitch that business. And if at the end that business doesn't close, you turn the page. Booyah. When they say, no, I don't think that's for me, great. Your next step is to try the product and let your body tell whether or not it works. And at that point, you will know whether or not this is something you can get behind. They have a risk-free trial.
You know, Danny, I never even thought to do that.
I know. Most people haven't. It's okay. It's why the scripts are here. To make people go, I didn't know that was even there.
Then turn page. Okay.
Exactly.
Turn page.
Yeah. So if you end up, because you have a product that affects people, it really does, and it makes a difference. So when you've got a product like that really affects people's bodies and they're going to feel a difference within a week, man, that's a great product. It really is. But when you're selling an intangible thing like travel services, they don't have that option. You know what I mean? But let's put it this way. Use what you got that works for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And so what you got to do is I don't want you to vacillate. Oh, crap, they're talking about the product. Should I close them for the product? Not if you're pitching them for the business. If you're pitching them for the business, close on the business. All else fails at the end of that script. If that's a no, then you turn the page. You don't even hear the no. It's like, great, your next step is to try the product.
Okay.
As you said, you want that increased libido. You want to see 5 inches fall off of your waist. Here's your next step.
Okay. That makes so much sense. Thank you.
Yes. You got to stay on one path and go for it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you go for the top package. You're going to, until your closing ratios get good for that top package, until you get the balls to really ask for that sale. Okay. Cause the balls are coming. I promise. They're going to drop. They're going to drop right where they belong on you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get that, then you have this, you won't close for product anymore. You'll be closing for the top package all the time. But until then, until those balls grow, then it's like, if nothing else, all right, well, your next step is to try the product. Let your body tell whether or not it works. Watch those inches fall off and watch that libido increase. And at that point, you'll know whether or not this is something you can get behind. They have a risk-free trial. Most people start off with and say the product that they pointed out that they like.
Okay.
Which is our most popular. And it's only X.
Yeah.
Right? So where do you want that shift? Boom. You don't even have to go to the next paragraph. This was actually a phone order type thing that this the bottom half of page 24, they had a 24-hour hotline for this particular company that I wrote this script for. You know, so if you'd like, we can get your order, the order department on the line right now so you can get your order placed. So it's like, okay, so where do you want that shipped is really what your next question is.
Okay.
What's the address you want that shipped to? So you can get on your way to losing those inches and increasing that libido and shocking the hell out of your husband.
Yes.
Time.
Right? Because if that's what I said that I like, right? And I'm like, shoot, man, who doesn't want that? You know, and use what I said. Do you remember what I said of why I wanted to increase that?
Because you said you were getting older and you would like to increase those things?
Mm-hmm. And to make sure that stays on track.
And you'd like to have,
Yep. So you repeat that right back to me, girl.
Okay.
Yep. So what's the address that you want this shipped to so that you, as you continue to get older, you're not going to have to worry about that libido?
Yeah.
Okay. Or your body growing in the wrong direction. So which address do you want that sent to?
Are you asking for my address?
No. I'm just telling you what your what your next close is. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So I need to stop being nervous.
Oh, gosh. You have a great product. You have a great story. You got a great personality. You're really good at this. Don't worry about it. Nervous is what provokes the prospect to give you that response.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
Oh, good. I'm glad. That's awesome. Can't wait to see what happens with the numbers.
Thanks.
Hey, I want to ask you a quick question. What is the normal objection that you're getting? What I said to you?
Yeah, the price. How much does this cost? And then I tell them the price, and they're like, oh, my gosh, what?
You're so adorable. Okay, so let me ask you that question. So, and again, because you started to freeze when I started to ask questions.
Yeah.
Right? So let me help you. Let me help you with that. Okay, so how much is it?
What do you mean by that?
Jenna, how much is it? Look at you, you're afraid to give me the answer.
Yeah. It's $1,800.
Well, yeah.
It's only $1,800, Danny.
But that works better. That does work better than $1,800.
Okay, yeah. So $1,800. It's okay.
No, it's only okay, but listen to me. Do you know that when I was 19, I was closing $5,000 packages?
Oh, okay.
Do you know how much $5,000 was 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Inflation doubles every 10 years.
Wow.
This is a $20,000 package.
Okay. So I shouldn't be afraid to say $1,800.
That ain't nothing. There's people on here that are closing $100,000 packages. There's people on here closing $11,000 packages.
Okay.
Dude, $1,800 is a small package.
Because to be honest, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to even answer that. I don't know why.
Well, wasn't it in the Zoom? Didn't the webinar tell them how much it was?
Yes. Yeah, and most of the time they're like, you know, by the time I get to the money part, they're like, well, you know, that's crazy. So.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's crazy? Do you think
it's crazy? No, not at all. I actually chewed out my husband for spending so much on it, but then when I started taking it, I loved it, and now I want everybody to have it.
Wow. So there you go. There's your answer.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
So answer it with that. Say, hey, yeah, I chewed out my husband, and I know that's awful, but.
No, you say, man, I totally chewed out my husband when he spent $1,800 on this, and then I started using it, and now I want everyone to have it. Like, I have talked to my friends and my family. Everyone has to try this stuff.
Yeah. So be completely honest. Thank you.
Yes! If they balk at the price, say, dude, I know what you're talking about there. I felt the same way. I totally chewed my husband raw. But then I used it. And now, man, this is it for life.
Okay.
So are you ready to increase that libido, lose those inches, and make that money so that you can help those kids get out of the sex trade or not?
Yeah.
Here's what's going on. You're selling a price. You're selling the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You're selling the price. And you're selling a product. Stop selling the price and the product. What should you be closing me on?
The business.
No. You're closing me on helping those kids get out of the sex trade.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, you forgot what my need was.
No. Yes. I just got confused with your question.
You totally forgot what my need was. And now you're selling a price.
Yeah. So just like what you did with the express pants, do that with.
Exactly.
Like in the, okay. Yes. That just clicked.
Exactly.
So sorry.
Yeah, exactly. So here's the, hold on, I'm going to go over here. My freaking tabs are like completely. All right, hold on, sorry. So with that objection, now first of all, what you got to do is you just got to be the same way, the same person that you are all the way through that script, please.
Okay.
Just be it, okay? And when you're being you, when they ask you that question, well, first of all, if you just be you and you stop getting afraid when it comes to the clothes, you're not going to get that objection anymore because it's all attitude. Closing is attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Closing is posture. And professionals have high closing ratios because they put the focus on what the person wants. And the product and the price, well, just price doesn't matter. If it helps me increase my libido, if it helps me lose inches, if it helps me free a kid or 10 or 100 or 1,000 kids out of the sex trade, it's worth 10 times $1,800.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you have the alternate script book, turn to 67.
Okay. Oh, the I don't have money, can't afford it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So are people saying, I don't have the money, or are they saying, man, that's expensive?
They're saying, it's expensive.
Okay, perfect. You're like, man, I totally agree. That's exactly what I said to my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I chewed him raw, and then I tried it. And now I'm telling you, it's beyond worth $1,800.
Yeah.
So Danny, so that's a story right there, that which is the best way to handle an objection. But the absolute best way to handle an objection is that. So the objection for you is not that I don't have the money. The objection for you is, man, that's a lot of money. Great. And so, girl, I agree with you. And man, I treated my husband raw when he spent that. But then I tried this stuff. And oh my gosh, we're both happy we did.
Yeah.
So Danny, are you ready to increase that libido, lose those inches, and help those 1,000 kids get out of the sex trade fast versus slow or not? Or here's another way you could say it. The same thing. I chewed my husband. Then I got on it. This is what happened to me. So the real question, Danny, is are you ready to have that increased libido as you're aging and not have to worry about that? Are you ready to lose some inches? And are you serious about freeing those 1,000 kids from the sex trade? Or would you rather just take the slow way to that? What am I going to say to that? Yes, I
want
to help
the slow way.
Exactly. I don't want the slow way. I want the fast way. Great. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
How do you want your name spelled on your check?
Perfect.
Okay. So handle the objection with the story. And your story is awesome. And the way you said it was awesome.
Thank you.
And then directly into what their needs are. Directly to what their goal is. Directly to what matters to them.
Perfect. I feel like I can do this now.
You can totally do this. You can totally
excited.
Do this. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and here's another one, because you just have this way about you that you're going to be a great assumptive closer. And so what exactly does that mean? Okay, it means this. This is another way you can go. So since the fact that you're pretty passionate about freeing those 5,000 kids out of the sex trade, at this point, I just need to know what name you want on your check.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
since you are passionate about freeing those kids out of the sex trade and not having another child being raped, and you said you want to do it fast versus slow, all I need from you is what the name is you want on your checks. Boom.
Yeah.
So it's tell the story, your story. Totally agree with them, which is so disarming. And then, bam, remind me of my goals, my needs. And then say, so where do you want your checks sent to? What's the address? How you want to take care of this? Boom. Okay, girl.
Amazing.
Yes, you got this. You still got this. You still got this. Okay, Carrie, put Jenna Beth in and give me Heather Gabriel, please.
Okay, Heather, your line's open.
Hey, oh. Heather.
Hi. Hello.
How are you? Hi.
I'm all right. Oh, let me take off.
Okay.
I'm all right.
Good job. An hour and a half. 27 dials. 9 conversations. 9 people for a presentation. 1 close. 11% closing ratio. Gorgeous, baby. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. All right. So let's.
I didn't think it was that great.
No, it is. An hour and a half
great.
Of work, what are you expecting? With an hour and a half of work, are you expecting to make $10,000 or something?
No.
Quite seriously, let's deal with the expectations here. You put in an hour and a half of work. Okay, so if you worked at McDonald's, you worked an hour and a half, you made what? $10. You're building a life here. So if you're putting in an hour and a half, I mean, again, like, what are your expectations? You dialed 27 times. You had 9 conversations. 9 people went to your presentation. 1 person said yes. Beautiful. Beautiful.
That's good.
Now, if I could get you to do more than an hour and a half, now that would be phenomenal.
I'm working on it.
What are you talking about?
I am having trouble. I asked the group for advice, but I'm having trouble when I'm working full time. I have my 2 children at home and my husband, and it's a lot for me right now to do all that.
How many hours
get
do you work at?
Organized.
How many hours do you work at your job?
Right now we have mandatory overtime as a nurse, and I work night shift. So I'm working anywhere from, 36 is our usual, and then up to I guess 12 hours extra, so 48 to 50 hours a week right now.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot.
It is.
It's a whole lot. Yeah. Okay, so, but you're working like, you know, like full 12-hour shifts though, right? So it's like 4 days
a
week?
Yeah.
So you're working 4 days a week and you have 3 days a week off?
Yeah.
So what's the problem? You have 3 days a week off. It's a very nursing schedule is very brilliant.
I have guilt.
Oh,
taking
is that
time
what
away
that's
from my
called?
Family, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, do you own Time Secrets?
I do.
Have you used it?
I have.
And so, Charlie, if you have, then you
watched
wouldn't
it
have
once.
Guilt. Oh, Heather.
So I need to watch it more.
Oh, no, you don't need to watch it more. You need to do what it says. How long do you want to stay guilty working as a nurse with 2 children? Because the guilt isn't from the business. The guilt is not the business. You feel guilty already because you're working.
You're right.
So the business has nothing to do with it. So how many more years do you want to be a guilty mom?
None.
You already have the answer in your library. answer's already there. You already have the strategy. It's in your hands. It's what I did. It's what hundreds of thousands of other people have done using that system, who are laser focused. When they use that system, you get results and you're a happier mom. Much happier mom. But let me tell you, when you're at work, you wish you were home with the kids. And when you're home with the kids, you're thinking about work. The only thing I want you doing this week is applying Time Secrets. That's it. You're going to waste your children's life with guilt. And then they're going to be gone. And then you're going to be more guilty. The guilt stops when you start living your life by design instead of living it by default. Okay?
Okay. Sorry.
Baby girl, you should be crying. I know how you feel. I understand. Man, every moment of guilt is robbing your life with your kids. There's a way to work your job, and there's a way to work your business, and with the ability that you have with 1.5 hours, 27 dials, it's amazing. But if you're doing it with guilt, you're not going to close anybody. Because you feel guilty trying to tell someone else to do what you're doing. You're wasting your time. Don't waste your time. And don't waste the destiny of a prospect's time. Because you're selling guilt and no one wants to buy it. Time Secrets is the thing you got to focus on right now. As soon as we hang up, okay? Pull it out. Follow it. You've got that workbook that comes with it. I don't care if you draw a calendar. I'm serious. I don't care. Don't go, okay, well, I got to go buy a day planner or something. No. I don't care if you use the back of your kid's construction paper for their craft. Draw out a calendar. What do you want? Fill in the blanks. Do all the color coding that I teach you to do. Find your white space. When you are with those babies, you are 100% with those babies. Fully maximize that time with them. Stick to that schedule. And then when it's time to go to work, you are all in with going to work. And when you say this mandatory overtime thing, that's when you sit down. You see, do you know why you won't go to the boss and say, I'm really sorry, but that schedule is not working? It's because you're guilty. Because guilt is ruling your life. Get out of guilt and start living your life by design. Don't be mentored by guilt. Don't be mentored by shame. You're a good mom. You're a good mom. And you care and love for your kids. So job domination, I don't know if you have that, but it's time to negotiate with the boss and say, I love my job and I love being here. I love caring for these patients. I love working for you. And I would like to know if there's anything you would like to see me do better. Is there anything that I could do better here as a nurse? And be ready with a pen and paper in hand, because now you are negotiating for your hours to be what you want them to be. And you're going to close your boss on helping you not work mandatory overtime. I'm serious. You see, a guilty person carries shame. Therefore, they won't even negotiate the hours. So this is where you go and you follow the job domination script of negotiating that. And same with Time Secrets. Time Secrets has this exact same scenario in it. You remember the tall African-American man in there where he was working 7 days a week. He's on the video with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he went and negotiated. He cut his hours almost in half. His whole life changed. Saved his marriage, saved his health. He became a dad. So I even script that out in that thing. Tell me what I can do. Tell me what I can do to improve. Is there anything you'd like to see me do better or different? I want to become more efficient. You figure out what the gem is of your boss. Find out what they like about it. Find out what they like about what you're doing. Find out what their gem is and start speaking that language to them. You know what gems is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you find out what's important to them for you to do, you do it. The next week you meet with them again. How am I doing? Great. I would like for you to consider that if I am able to get X, Y, and Z done, and I'm able to be proficient with it, and I'm able to have an awesome attitude while I'm here, and I'm able to have leadership, show leadership signs when I'm here, and if I'm able to please you, and I'm going to ask for the sake of me being here for the long term, that we don't burn me out, and these are the hours that I need, and I promise you I'll be the best nurse that you've got. And this is what you can count on from me. So you can cut back some of those hours. You can work, you know, 5, 7, 10 hours with your business weekly. That means that you've got to have the segregated time with those kids. You've got to have that play time with them. Do you understand? Versus you're scattered all over the place when you're with them. And you're trying to do dials when you're with them. You're thinking about business when you're with them. You're thinking about nursing when you're with them. Stop that crap. When you're with them, be with them. Fully eye contact, playing with them, reading with them, uninterrupted time, just like this uninterrupted time that you have with me right now. Honor them, and when you do that, you will feel fulfilled as a mom. You don't need 24/7 to be with your kids to feel fulfilled as a mom. For me personally, I found that I was a better mom when I was not with my kids 24/7. I was better. They liked me better, and I liked them better when I wasn't around 24/7. It was healthier for all of us. Okay, so that's the kind of closing I want you to be working on right now. So are you off tomorrow?
I work all weekend. I work tonight after we get off the phone. I'm leaving here to go to work. And then I work, what is tomorrow? Friday and Saturday. Off Sunday and I work again Monday.
Okay. So on Sunday, I want you to have appointed time, set out a certain amount of hours that you want to have with those babies and go all in with it. Do not have a phone with you. Okay? Keep it away from you. Do not put the kids in front of the TV. Play with them. Talk to them. Take them for walks. Engage with them. Whatever it is that they like to do, go do it with them. And then it's a time to shut that off. And if you're going to work your business on Sunday for a couple of hours, then that's your segregated time to do that. And you go all in and out. I promise you, when you've gone all in with your kids and you're not like, you know, answering text messages and talking to a girlfriend and checking Facebook and doing all this other BS that's inside of our lives today, when you're all in with them, oh, it's so fulfilling. And then you're done. Your cup is full. Their cup is full. And now it's time to switch hats. Boom. I'm the businesswoman now. And you work those contacts. You're obviously very efficient with it. Do those dials, get it done, bam, done, on to bed at a decent time. You set the time you're going to have with your husband. Go get your yah-yahs out with him and make sure he gets his yah-yahs out too. That category is fulfilled. Get to bed at a decent hour, get up, and do the nursing. Okay, do you understand? I want it segregated in your calendar, and you're going to nail every single one of them by being focused on each one of those tasks. It's the most beautiful thing. I'm telling you. There's two things that massively changed my life 20 years ago. One is Time Secrets. I would be dead without it. and my kids would hate my guts without it. I was the absentee mom. And thank God they were little and they don't remember. They don't know. Thank God. But even if they did, there's a way to fix that. So that and war on debt, prospering where you're planted, that whole concept of being faithful with the little, that goes for time, that goes for money, that goes for people. So those two things, like time secrets and being faithful with the little. Both those things came into my life about 21 years ago. Actually, faithful with a little came like 25 years ago when I was begging God to let me have a divorce. Yeah. So anyway, apply those things, okay? I want you to live out this next week, and I want you to report to me, all right? I want you to report to me how it felt. When you're at work tonight, I want you to ask the boss those questions that I gave you. Not about trying to shift your hours, but really looking for what you can do to improve, what you can do to get better, what are the things that you can do better, why? Because you need the leverage for them to want to bless you versus you looking like everybody else at the nursing station. You want those patients raving about you. Write thank you cards to the patients. Do something that makes you stand out so that you increase your value better than every other nurse that is there, and then that boss will do whatever they have to give you what you want. And if you're like every other nurse, it ain't going to happen. I cannot believe, when I was with my dad when my dad had his knee surgery, I couldn't believe how many nurses I saw on Facebook. Looking up recipes on the computer when I came to the nursing station at 11 o'clock. Googling something that had nothing to do with their job. That's a great way not to get promoted. It is. It's a great way not to get promoted. All right, girl. I'm done with you. I can't wait to
hear. Thank you.
That's what
I needed.
I'm
all of that.
You accountable. Amen. I know it. I felt it when I got on the phone with you. It's amazing. All right. All right, Carrie. Go ahead and take beautiful Heather back in. All right. That's it for today. And guys, remember, you have the MP3 of tonight's class. And by the way, I just want you to know something, that where we just went with Heather has everything to do with closing. You see, Heather has to close herself on living by design. And if you can't close yourself, you're not going to close anyone else. You got to close yourself on why you're doing what you're doing. You got to close yourself on why you're working at what you're working. You got to close yourself on living today the way you think you want to live later. Start today. You got to shore up some of those other things, because as you do, everything grows. You become attractive on the phone to other people who cannot even see you. Even if you're 500 pounds, you become attractive. You become very attractive to other people on the phone because you have something they don't have. And that's fulfillment. That's peace. That's assurance. That's knowing where you're going. That's the exhilaration of dreaming and going after it. Closing, prospecting, presenting. It's nothing but posture, nothing but posture. And that posture comes from a focus. Focus feeds your self-esteem, feeds your confidence, which changes your posture. So when that switch happens inside of you, it's a game changer. Everything else changes at that point. So listen to the MP3. Of this class every day until your next closing class, that is. Those of you in the prospecting class, you got a new MP3 on Tuesday. So now starting tomorrow, you're going to be listening to Tuesday and tonight's class every day until we have our next class. This has to get in you, has to be a part of you. You want to have it in your blood. And as that happens, everything changes. So I can't wait to see what your numbers are. Remember your homework assignment tomorrow night. You're going to get it around 9 o'clock, but you have to send it in, filling out that survey. Again, even if you're just sending me numbers, I don't care. I mean, even if you're just sending me zeros, I don't care. Send in the zeros. Just make sure you get that homework assignment in. You've got to be taking one step at a time in your commitment level to building this thing that is worthy of your time and worthy of the investment that you've made into yourself here tonight. So other than that, God bless you guys. Thanks so much for being here. Carrie, let's open up the line so everyone can say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night.